it's Big D and Bubba, and all we want for the holidays this year is some NBA action. This week, new customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets just for betting $5. An instant dub just for you.
Yeah, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A. New customers can get 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on basketball. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code Bubba. Yes, DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 878-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/basketball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
I have two bananas. One needed a friend, so I just had to, you know, bring them in there. They got buddies. Everybody needs a buddy for Christmas. Nobody needs to be alone.
What are you even talking about?
My bananas. You know, I got Mr. Banana right here.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't know.
I don't know about Mr. Banana.
No.
Okay, so every time I have a banana, I always draw a face on it. I don't know why. I've done it for years, and it's always the same face. And
you don't change the faces?
No, it's like a tradition, and I just like it. I don't know why, but like even just sitting on the counter, it's like it's there, and it just makes me happy.
And he harasses people at airports with it.
And I do. I talk to people. If I have it in my hand, I'll just go, "Hey, Schaefer, what's going
on? Can you film that next time?" And we'll turn it in.
We tried it one time, and it was a very awkward thing.
Talking to someone through a banana.
Big D was very embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh, it was the worst. You talking about the airport thing?
Yeah. Yes.
So, Schaefer.
Yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, go ahead.
So, we're at the airport. This is after 9/11. People are still kind of weird. Like, that's a couple of years after 9/11, probably. People are still weird. Yeah. People are weird anyway. It's an airport. You're kind of on guard.
People are just weird.
It's not pleasant being at an airport.
We sit down waiting for the flight or whatever, and there's like this pole in between like where we're sitting and a guy sitting on the other side. Bubba drew a face on this banana and pushes it around the pole to where the guy can't see Bubba. He can just see
my hand
holding a banana with a face drawn on it with a Sharpie. And he starts talking to this guy. Like,
hey,
he doesn't
buddy,
know
what's
him.
Going on, man? And the guy's sitting there with his laptop, and he's like,
he gets up and leaves. I was like, dude, we're not going to make this
you
flight.
You should feel good that's all he did was just get up and leave.
I mean, if someone came to him and said, hey, I think we got a mental case over here with this guy. He just talked to me as a banana. I mean, I wouldn't let you fly.
So, no. How would you describe this man? 5'9", shorts, huge calves, can't miss him.
I have very special goals for you guys.
I thought you were going to say needs.
No.
Merry Christmas.
That's one.
Merry Christmas.
And his follow-up.
Merry Christmas.
Just some of our favorite Christmas goals.
Man, that laugh's a little worrisome.
This is going to be a very abbreviated podcast, obviously, because we're already off. We're on vacation. We're doing this on our vacation right now. So I just want to let you know it's going to be very short. But because it's going to be short, we're taking two interviews. We've got Walker Hayes from our Christmas party, putting him on the end of this podcast, minus the performance. That's got to be gone. But the conversation is very cool. And then also we're going to piggyback that with comedian Tom Papa from 2 days ago. So
we can't put the song on because of copyright. Yeah.
Copyright licensing.
But everybody kind of go to YouTube, check out the video. It's hilarious. Yeah, the song, the whole thing.
Fancy Like Christmas is great. We have the entire interview, like everything there. So you can go and see all of that. And you can enjoy.
Do we have any more of this food left? We've been killing it.
Look at this.
Yeah, there's still some left.
Yeah, this is the time of year where people just send food to us.
My favorite thing is this. I'm going to just show you this.
We may actually have more food coming today from listeners.
That. Big D?
Who took that?
I don't know.
Took what?
Who gouged?
I did. I told you guys I took a clean fork. I just wanted to try it. I warned you guys that I was doing it.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was lemony. But yeah, I didn't contaminate it in any way. I did that purposely. That was when I told you okay. I didn't like the meringue.
Dude, we don't care about contamination. Oh. We're worried about the aesthetics of how this looks. Mm-hmm. It was balanced, and now you took a dollop of
cream. I did it on the other one, too.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, this is a show very concerned about aesthetics.
You're like a child. Jeez, eating half a cookie. Look at that. Looks like a bear.
So at the firehouse, every once in a while, you know, people bring us cookies or whatever.
I thought I did it very daintily.
One of my favorite things is there's always one guy who will take a bite of a cookie and then put it back in the
thing. Kick him
can't
off the force.
Do it.
Kick him
He's
off.
He's got to be indefinitely suspended.
It is not me, I swear. But I laugh every time I see it. I'm like, that's so great.
Why would someone do
that? I watch enough Food Network that I know you're supposed to have tasting utensils. So I grabbed one fork, tried the lemon, threw the fork away. Grabbed another fork, tried the cream on the other thing, threw the fork away.
So
I didn't contaminate
it. I have a tasting spoon.
Okay.
When I cook, I have a special spoon that is it's a black, it's textured, it's oversized, and it's just to taste sauces and soups and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, they say that
chef.
When you're eating anything, you're usually, because every chef will taste their stuff. Most people will taste from the same spoon that they're stirring with.
Right.
So if you're eating at their house, you're eating
their mouth.
I watch so much Food Network that I know that's not happening in restaurants because I see them take the tasting spoon and toss it.
I mean, the restaurants we go to, it is absolutely happening.
Like, all I know is
please
in a week.
Please let me live in my imaginary world.
All I know is in a week I'm going home to home process deer meat, so I don't sweat that stuff too much.
I like deer. I only like deer if it's like, I've only had it once and it was great. I've only had it done right once.
Summer sausage, too.
Yeah, but I can do that.
Had moose, elk, caribou. It's all
Does it taste similar?
Fairly, yeah. I mean, it's like anything else. It's a matter of preparation. It's how
Guy that did that first, he soaked it in something for like a day or whatever.
Yeah.
And it made it a lot better. Wasn't as gamey tasting.
Yeah, gamey's more mule deer or antelope is a gamier taste because it tastes like sage, which is what they're eating out west. So, yeah. So it also depends upon what type of vegetation that the deer
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's flamingos are pink because they eat something that turns them pink.
Yep, that's true. Mm-hmm.
See, I never know what's true and what's not around.
It's a shrimp. It's a shrimp that is pink.
All the pink shrimp. Yeah, okay.
Salmon, same thing. Salmon are gray.
You were going to ask a question?
Mm-hmm. The other thing, if you're buying salmon, be careful because if it's farm raised, they will throw in pellets for the color that they want the meat to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat the pellets and
that's really true.
Yep. So it's like food coloring?
Yes.
Basically.
Yep. So they'll have different farms will use different color pellets for whoever they're selling it to. For like a wholesaler or whatever.
I'm allergic to pink number 7.
Are you?
No, I don't know. I just made that one up. You know, there's like people that are allergic to like red 5 and things
yellow
like that.
Yellow number 5. Yeah.
That's a big one.
Is that it? Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I know you've got a lot of stuff you've got to get going to, Big D. Carson, I know you've got stuff. Everybody here. Hey, Garrett, Merry Christmas. Garrett's in the back. He's very quiet today.
Doesn't have his light on.
Don't have my light on. Hey,
he doesn't have his light
on.
He's
been sneezing throughout the entire podcast.
You're the most sickly person. I think you're sicklier than me.
Well, he's got that condition, remember?
If you knew my life, D.
Dude, just get out. Just get outside and enjoy a little sunshine.
You know what, though? You're well-fed, though. You might be sickly, but you are well-fed. Yeah.
And I get a lot of cool sweatshirts that are way too small for you guys.
Yeah, congratulations. Thanks, Curb. 30
now,
Tigers.
They're too small for now. Wait till you hear for another 2 years. You're going to blow up. How much weight have you gained since working here?
Hold on, let me turn my light on so the people can
see how
they really want
to
see.
So when you stand next to your twin brother, is easier to tell you apart now?
He's like 10 pounds lighter than me, but it doesn't look like
it. Yeah, but you're both over 6 feet, though.
Yeah. I've gained at least 25 pounds since working here.
Dude,
but
congratulations.
I was very, very
you must have been underweight.
Malnourished.
Yeah. Well, that was the straight out of college, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Starving look.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Congrats, man.
Well, thanks.
Well, that's the whole, I think, you know, maybe some will settle in the middle because, you know, we're all trying to lose weight. And, yeah, I mean, Schaefer, how much did you lose last year?
I lost a total of 45.
45 pounds. That's crazy.
Carson's down 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God, yep. That's still crazy. She walked in the other day, and I was gushing. I'm like, who the heck are you? Like, whatever the shirt was that you were wearing, it made her look like she lost, like, a gobs away. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, because I was in the middle of that diet. You didn't meet Fat Schaefer, because I was in the middle of it when I was interviewing for this job.
I need to probably do the Ozempic thing, because I'm not dropping anymore.
Come on over. Look at Oprah.
Oh, she did it too?
Whoa, Oprah has been making the press tour for The Color Purple, and she showed up in this dress. Everyone's like, okay, girl, we know you said, oh, I've been hiking. And finally she had to come clean and be like, no, I am taking medication, which is fine, because also she owns Weight Watchers, which now will prescribe you semaglutide.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Girl, that's fine. We've all watched your weight struggles for decades. It's cool. You found drugs. I did too. Good for you.
We have a friend who lost a ton of weight.
Saw her the other day and was like, I didn't really think she looked big. And then I saw her. She's like, yeah, I'm down like 48 pounds. I'm like, yeah, you are. Woo. Okay.
So, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. Yeah. Remember whenever we used to do the 100 pounds in 100 days challenge?
What?
Yeah, I don't think we ever hit it, did we?
No, we did one year.
One time.
Did
we
one year? Yeah. Like,
did we really do it, or did we lie and say we did?
No, we
did.
No, we one did. Pound. I want to say I had a nice little I ended strong. I ended like where I lost like 6 pounds in a week.
And I was like Old Faithful there, because I was doing 2 pounds solid every week. And yeah, so we were adding up.
But Bubba, you're down. You're down from what you were a few months ago.
Yeah, I'm definitely down. And I've just been doing it. I mean, this isn't going to help all the food from the Christmas party today. You know, my thing is, that's why I said after Christmas, maybe I'll go talk.
But you're
to
also dating though. So you're out on dates, and then you eat whatever you're out on dates. And that's, you know, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't need a salad? You have a little salad. Just one tomato for me, please.
My favorite date food, honestly, is just like appetizers. It's conversation food. Because you can sit there and pick at it and just whatever. You don't have to sit down with a fork and a knife and all this and whatever.
You don't feel gross after.
That too.
Yeah, that too. And you don't overeat. You know, you're sitting there eating chips and salsa or guac and you're talking. And
you ever been to a tapas bar?
Yes, I've gone in. I had to take my shirt off.
Yeah. I had a feeling that's where we were going with that.
No, tapas bars are great. It's like poo-poo platters.
Yeah.
And you get the little small like appetizers and the whole thing. And it's great. I love those places. Uh-huh. Spanish-style tapas places.
Yeah.
There's one in London that we went to a couple years ago that was unbelievably epic, and I want to go back. I don't know the name of it. I don't know anything. I just know that I have the geotag in my phone on the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to find this place again.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Yeah. And also, those kind of places, you end up eating things that you wouldn't normally eat. You're like, I wouldn't normally have.
It's
low
risk.
Yeah.
Because it's small amounts.
Yeah. You don't like it. You're just like, you don't feel
it's
like
five
you.
$5, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
But you're not committing.
I'm not that guy. I'll pretty much eat anything anyway.
Well, we know that, Mr.
Yeah.
Vienna sausage juice.
God. Oh, yeah. You were drinking the meat juice the other day. Yeah.
Dude,
that was.
Y'all act like it's a weird thing.
It's the grossest, one of the grossest things I've seen him do.
Fried spam with a little bit
I've had fried spam.
A little bit of mayonnaise and a pickle. Mayonnaise and a pickle.
What?
Oh, yeah. It's one of the greatest things. Just a single slice of bread, slice your
Now, fried spam with cheese and mustard, I've done that. The mayo.
It's also good.
What?
But mayo with a pickle. I'm telling you, it's really good.
He opened up Vienna sausage can. First off, that smell. Can you all smell that? Smell that, Arthur? And then he took a straw and stuck it in between the little sausage
fat.
Oh, yeah, and drank it.
So growing up, my dad was all about, like, anytime we would go fishing, he would bring. In the ice chest, it would always be a ton of Schlitz, because that was his beer.
I get it.
It'd be a ton of Schlitz. Because
you're never too drunk to fish.
Right,
I get it.
Right. And then a loaf of bread, and then a box of saltines crackers, and then potted meat, Vienna sausages, whatever, you know, that kind of stuff. And it was the best. Like, that's what we would eat. And, like, as a little kid, you're like, I'm hungry. And Dad would be like, grab some potted meat. Okay.
I don't have an issue with the Vienna sausages, but drinking the juice with a straw?
Yeah, it's the next level. And it's cold. Yeah. Or actually worse, it's warm.
It was warm.
It's at room temp. Congealed. Room temp. Gets a little chunks. Kind of gets in there. Yeah.
Not good.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry
Christmas. Hope you enjoy your holidays.
Think about that.
You got another 50 miles to wait for the drive-thru after this conversation because there's no way you can eat after that.
Just one more little thing to add. If you are listening to the podcast, wherever you're listening to it on whatever your podcast app and all that, we do have a Big D and Bubba app. That you can, I'll just kind of give you a little laundry list of stuff. You can listen to the show. You can do it. You can time shift by listening in different time zones, all that. So if you're late to the party and you don't want to miss too much, you can do that. If you're on the road.
Pick up the West Coast feed.
Yeah, you can take us, you could drive across the country listening to the show.
Yeah. You can wake up late and get the West Coast feed and still get the whole show.
Yeah, you can also, don't want to forget about this, the podcast is there as well. We have a bunch of YouTube things. We got links to all of our social media. It's all on the app. It's free, Big D and Bubba. Look for it wherever you get your apps. It's in the App Store, I know, on Apple, and I think Google Play.
Google Play.
So check that out. Also, if you're on our social media, go and like, subscribe, do the whole thing on all of our channels, because that kind of stuff really does help us out.
And if there's anything you might want to hear, if you respond early enough on the podcast on our best of shows we've got going on, just comment there on social media.
And you can also reach out to Schaefer, because he's going to be back here while we're on vacation.
Yeah, someone's got to work.
Putting the shows together, and you can reach out. Social media for you is
at Schaefer on Sports.
At Schaefer on Sports. How do you spell Schaefer?
S-H-A-F-F-E-R.
All right. Two F's. I always mess up and I do one.
Dude, my name hasn't been spelled right my entire life. It's okay.
So there you go. That's a bunch of cool stuff. And Merry Christmas and y'all take care.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Walker Hayes coming up.
On the radio.
Tom Papa.
Every day.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, I goofed up.
This is the podcast.
There we go.
What a way to end 2023.
Merry Christmas.
It is the Christmas party. I am so excited. We have this place all decorated, and Woo! Walker Hayes has walked in.
Yep.
Dude, we Christmased things up for you.
And you didn't hold back.
Well, we didn't. Buddy the Elf did this. We walked in a couple days ago, and it was like, wow, what happened here?
Let's go.
I can barely see you through the tinsel.
It's the tinsel around the mics. We got hats available for everybody. We got Miss Claus over here.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
This is awesome. Yeah. I love this, man.
Isn't like Christmas the best time ever? Like
nothing beats it.
Christmas, I think, is very fancy.
Christmas should be tacky. It should. Yes. It should look like a Cracker Barrel at your house.
It's like the ugly Christmas sweaters. Exactly. It's all of that. Christmas should be just over the top. It's, you know, what's the saying? You don't get old because you or you don't stop playing because you get old. You get old because you stop playing.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you want to stay young, you got to have a young mind. You got to continue to be silly and playful and
I'm with you.
So here for the Christmas party, you know, we've been playing Fancy Like forever. Then all of a sudden, a stroke of genius. I don't know whose idea Fancy Like Christmas was.
It wasn't mine. And so it was my label. It was Monument Records. And it was Katie McCartney. She wanted specifically this song. She said it was her idea to a T. Write Fancy Like Christmas. Just do it. And just put bells, go bell mayhem
over
on
the
track. Yeah, like just make it feel like it's snowing and just change the words and write about America Christmas time.
What month of the year did you do
it? This was in October. This was not that old. Like this was right before Halloween.
Okay.
And I, as a matter of fact, I even said when they proposed this idea, I said, this is for next year. I mean, we're never going to launch this fast. And she was like, 2 weeks. Let's do it. You write it on Thursday.
You had a two-week turnaround.
Basically, and we did, man. I mean, I got to tell you, it was such a blessing. I mean, me and the writers, we had it written via text. I mean, we were laughing so hard at the Mall Santa.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The Mariah karaoke. It was just like there were these lines sitting left and right. And then we showed up to write it on a Thursday, and the team had decorated. It looked like this at the publishing company. And man, it's so much fun.
You have to do that. I mean, I don't know how people can write a Christmas song. Because you see people do that. They're like, we wrote it in April.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, and what was going on?
Yeah.
Well, we had leftover, you know, lights.
Candy.
Right. Yeah. Right. We just got off the road. And, you know, but yeah, they had a leg lamp in there, which is a line, you know, a line in the song. And they just had it all Christmased out. It was crazy. And I'm telling you, man. we were like kids. We were telling stories about Teddy Rubskins and like getting wooden golf clubs for Chris. You know, we were laughing so hard about, because Christmas comes with that. It comes with like these epic failures.
Oh, yeah.
And just nostalgia where you're like, we were such dorks back then, you know, and we just laughed. And the song just, it spilled out, man. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that probably didn't make it in there.
Well,
you know?
Spoiler alert, we're all still dorks. I mean, come on, look at us. We don't work.
I know.
I'm so excited because this is my favorite Christmas song this year. Every year I always pick a new one. And the day this one came out, I remember I was like, Carson, do we have this in the system? And she's like, no. I'm like, can we please get it all done?
Well, but I had run to you guys because I heard him do it, like, you know, the day after he wrote it. And I was like, y'all don't even know what's coming, but it's coming. Like, I'm so excited. And it's blowing up all over TikTok the way Fancy like did. But TikTok and Instagram, now it is the real. It is the sound.
It is. It's insane. And we you know, we obviously hope that. But again, I think the lyrics personally are better than the original.
It's crazy. Somehow you took Fancy Like and made it better.
I know. I appreciate you saying that.
Because that's iconic. And then all of a sudden, boom.
No, to me, these lyrics, there's something that makes you smile every lyric. And there's a good humor. And then the go geez, you know, happy birthday. I mean, it really was. It was so much fun to be a part of. And now I'm having to learn the lyrics to that, you know, get used to singing this version. And I'm curious on tour, what are people going to want to hear next year?
Like, well, it depends about what part of the year you're in.
No,
like,
I'm thinking this may replace the original one.
I was really? At a festival and a band had released a Christmas record. It was the heat of July. And they did their Christmas version of a song. And they were like, you know what? Who cares? Christmas in July. I'm telling you, people will want to hear it. Who doesn't want Christmas cheer all year?
And that's what's interesting about Fancy Like Christmas is that somehow you took a really, you know, it's three syllables.
Yeah.
And then Fancy Like Christmas, you crammed all of those. And it works.
I know. It still works. That was the heart. We were like, do you do Christmas like, do you do that? Or do you do Fancy Like Christmas? Or, I mean, that was the difficult part, but man, it just fell out. And I agree. I listen to these lyrics and I'm like, that's better than the original version.
It's almost like it was meant to be.
It was.
You're about to go even bigger than before. I mean, what's crazy is like you've had a career, then it went away, then you had a career, then it went away. It was like this weirdest thing. And like you're like the comeback guy. I've never seen anybody with a story as good as yours.
It's cool. It's a cool story. I mean,
it couldn't happen to a better person.
Right. Shoot, and we've talked about
no,
you.
It's true.
We've talked about you.
You're a wonderfully nice, genuine person.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you were at Costco for a while and all. I mean, you would sleep in your car and you had the Leela's stars on the headliner. Uh-huh. I always think about, you know, your story would be a great movie. Well, then come to find out, Schaefer just sent this to me. Untitled Entertainment acquires the rights to a scripted drama television series based on your life.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's surreal. This super sweet guy, excellent writer. His name's Justin James. He's writing kind of a Friday Night Lights-ish series, you know, about the beginning. I'm talking about me and Lanny meeting in high school, you know, the decision to kind of go off the beaten path, do the music thing when it made no sense, and then the grind all the way to meeting my friend Craig, who introduced me to Jesus,
gave us the van.
that story. And then, you know, obviously it continues to Fancy Like, but you know, it's amazing. Honestly, it's been such a blessing to talk to that guy at this time of my life and relive, you know, as he asked me questions. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I remember changing a tire there and playing Red Light, Green Light with my kids in the back of Puckett's with to-go boxes. And honestly, I remember the joy. I remember the happiness in chasing this dream, even though it was a grind and we never foresaw this, you know, happening. But, you know, I think my story is one that everyone can relate to, you know, as far as how tough life is just in general, especially if you're chasing a dream and not
peaks
making
and valleys.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, and then also us losing our seventh child, you know, that's a huge part of it. But there's a really, there's a love story. You know, I'm biased, But, you know, I look at Lainey and I's love story is one of the greatest. I mean, I think that's something that a lot of people don't see. They see my dreams coming true, obviously, and they see me doing trick shots with my kids, and we're the family. You know, we're like, we got 9,000 kids, like we're that family. But honestly, they don't see, you know, Lainey and I's our love story is crazy. Talking about recovery, you know, I'm 8 years sober, so we dove into drunk dad, drunk walker, you know, well, why'd you pick up a beer in the first place, you know, and so it's going to be awesome, man. And it's and that's what these writers did. That's what they're so brilliant at, is taking what matters and sharing that.
Well, when you get to the casting part and you need really beautiful people, look no further than us.
Let's go.
We got you covered.
I love it.
I mean, you want me to play young you? I mean, I could do that.
I think you've got that.
Yeah.
Easy.
We have the same jawline.
We do.
Yeah.
Dude, it's,
we that, do not.
I think the in the spirit of Christmas, I am refraining from speaking.
Thank you.
Even though you just saying that, I mean, isn't that weird? Like that, a guy like me, like of all the places I've been in life, there's going to be a day where I'm like, this dude's going to play me in the show. You know,
that's
I mean, that's pretty freaking crazy.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how everything plays out. You have to let us know when the production kicks off and when it's going to be gone and where to find it and all that.
Yeah.
And we'll push all 17 of our listeners that way. I think it's a really cool thing because we know a little about your life as well. And I just think it's a good story for people because it's overcoming adversity. It is finding the best out of the worst sometimes. And that's what makes this time of year special, mm-hmm. because this is more than ever, really do it all year round, but definitely right now, reach out to your family members, just check in, just say, hey, I hadn't heard from you in a while, you good?
Do it.
And see what kind of conversations arise from that.
Bro, have conversations, yes.
Walker Hayes, thanks for coming in for the Christmas party,
man,
dude.
Thanks for having me.
You are awesome, and everybody, again, check out Fancy Like Christmas everywhere you stream your music.
Tom Papa, comedian Tom Papa, has got his Good Stuff tour. It's rolling. It starts up in January. It's going to be all over, man. Charlotte, Nashville, Lexington.
Planet Earth.
Vancouver. What's up, Tom? Good to see you, man. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. How's it going?
It's good. You got a good Christmas bread that we should be looking into?
You know, it's funny. I was looking at that last night. There's a couple of these, like, German breads, like a Stollen, which is, like, almost like a fruitcake with, like, a powder on it. And they're like, fun to make, and it's kind of Christmassy, but nobody likes it.
Is it kind of like a fruitcake?
Kind of. It's close to a fruitcake. And you give it to people, and they're like, oh, that's beautiful. And then they eat it, and then they just look at you like, why'd you do this?
What's wrong with the flavor? Like, what is its thing? Because, like, I mean,
seems like everything in it I would like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know. You know how people are.
Yeah, they're
stupid. They like something to come in a package. And
that's right.
I don't know. But I am baking a lot. I'm like home for a beat before the tour starts up again.
Yeah.
And it's definitely become a problem.
Yeah, I was watching, one. I don't know if you still do. You still do the bread videos and stuff like that, or you kind of backed off on it so much?
Yeah, I haven't in a while. Yeah. I still have the Breaking Bread podcast, but I haven't cut new videos in a while.
Well, I guess once you do it, it's kind of like, I've already shown you how to make bread. Go back and watch it.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I know. It's exactly. And then I almost a couple times a week, people are like, you should make a video. And I'm like, yeah, I have. It's on there. Like, oh, all right.
Yeah. Tom Papa's with us. We'll come back. We'll talk more with him. He's got a lot of stuff going on, man. Not only the tour, but also the Netflix special, What a Day. Tom Papa, What a Day. The book,
got a
of
book,
course.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked to you about that a few months ago. We're all in this together, so make some room. Getting ready for the tour, the Good Stuff tour. You can check out all the dates at Tom Papa on Instagram, his website, or just Google it. I guess this is a point, Tommy. You tell people... I found that lately I have started, like when on the air, people are like, hey, what's that website? And I just go, it's just Google it. Like we used, you remember? Like, you know how to Google, you're already doing it. So why are we going, go to www.tompapa.com? Just Google Tom Papa. I trust it'll pop up.
I don't have to teach you how the internet works anymore, do I?
No.
One of my favorites is I was always that dummy who would ask something, and Big D would literally go to that website, let me Google this for you. and send me the link so I would watch him Google it for me.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
So I quit asking. I don't ask.
Yeah, I always know someone's a little out of it when they still use the www dot. It's like, I mean, how old are you? I think with every W, you're 10 years out of
time. Yeah.
www dot.
Yeah. My dad will call me. He'll be like, hey, man, there's a code on the TV, and I'm supposed to scan it? I'm like, well, I'll be over.
I'm coming over.
I'm on my way.
just put on some coffee. I'll be there. How tickets are going good for the live show and all?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, since my I think it's like my third Netflix special came out this time last year, right before the holidays, and ever since then we've kind of pumped up to bigger theaters and bigger places, and the fans are coming out, and it's really been such a blessing. It really has. Oh. And I sign books at the end of the show. Like, I go out in the lobby and I take pictures and sign books after the show. And my opening act is like, why are you doing this? It's another hour. We could be back at the hotel eating buffalo wings. But I've got to tell you, it's been such a cool thing to actually talk to people, and you realize people are driving, you know, far, like 6 hours to a show, or they're, you know, been waiting for it for months, and you don't get to actually talk to them and get that experience until you actually go out and meet them. And I have to say, it's just been the best tour of my life.
That's kind of my thing, too, is like if somebody bumps into us out on the street and they're like, oh, my gosh, you do the radio show. Oh, I love you guys. And they start spouting out bits to you, things that you've done in the past.
It's humbling.
It's one of the coolest feelings ever. And I know that's your whole entire life. But it's something that, you know, just try not to ever get jaded about it, because there's magic in that connection that you have with those people.
100%. And, you know, it was like the opposite. It was like when I was younger, it was like, oh, you know, I just want to go out. I don't want to do this stuff. And people would say, like, you know, you get to do something and touch these people's lives. And it was like, when I was younger, it sounded almost corny. Mm-hmm. But now, yeah, I mean, what better reason, and how lucky that my job is to go out and connect with people. And people come up to me and they've got my book, and it's, you know, like one of the earlier ones, and it's all dog-eared and looks like, you know, they've spilled coffee on it and it's been attacked and they've been carrying it for all this time. And it's like, this is a blessing. I mean, to go out and touch all these people is, it really, it's the opposite. Like, I don't think I'm going to become more jaded. I think I'm just going to get cornier about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good life, man. And we're so happy that you're cool about it. We love the bread. We love all the tours. We love the books. We love the Netflix specials. I mean, look, Tom Papa stuff is all over the place. If you've not spent time just watching some of the stand-up, you're missing out. His podcast, The Breaking Bread Thing, is interesting, too. I mean, I just, you're a good dude. We like you.
We like you, Tom. We like you a lot.
Thanks, guys.
And we hope you
appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Have a great Christmas. And again, you can check out all the dates on his Instagram. Just look up at Tom Papa. Or you can Google it. Just Google Tom Papa. Concert, or whatever you're gonna call it.
How Tom? Do you spell Tom?
www.
It looks like a thing. It says I have to take my phone out and take a picture of the TV. I'll see you in 10 minutes.
You guys have a minute for one question?
Yeah, sure.
Holiday decorations, Christmas decorations. Are you aggressive or are you not aggressive?
I am aggressive as can be. I love Christmas. I don't like white lights. It has to be colored for me, because white lights are for landscaping. Go crazy. Nice. Go have fun with it. Brighten people's lives. Those lights make people happy. Do it.
All right. I'm in. My wife, we have like a couple spots. I come from New Jersey, and it's like I want it to be Jersey tacky, like big bright lights. And I'm not into the blow-ups, but like something big and stupid, like a penguin holding something.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife is exactly what you're saying. She's like, no, it should be classy with white lights.
No, no,
like,
no.
That's like, I know this isn't classy. This is Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can do white lights at the country club all year round. You can do it at the mall in the parking lot all year round. You can't do colored lights throughout the year, so put them up. Be proud about it. Have them blink. Make them do really goofy things. And like you said, find a blow-up that's unique, and maybe if you want to go over the top, have one custom made.
Oh, geez.
Dude.
Custom made.
Wow. Yeah, why not?
What are you talking about?
You can Google it.
What are you talking about?
Google it.
Really?
Yeah, it's out there.
Figure it out.
You can also get the deer already pre-positioned. Just a heads up. Yes, you can buy them like that now.
Oh, that's cool. Well, Merry Christmas to all. And to all a good night.
All right,
thanks, Tom.
Later. Take it easy.